Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, August 8th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During the month of August, in worship, on our social media, and for the Word of the Week, we will be sharing favorite Old Testament stories. Today is the story of the prophet Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. You are invited to read the full story in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 14. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, New Life from Dry Bones. And our scripture reading comes from Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 to 3, which says, The hand of the Lord came upon me, and God brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. God led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. God said to me, Mortal, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, you know. The prophet Ezekiel was among the citizens of Israel who were exiled to Babylon around 597 BC, before Christ. This Old Testament story describes Ezekiel's vision of a valley full of death. Dry bones lay everywhere, symbolizing all that the people of Israel had lost when their nation was destroyed and their leaders carried off into exile. Yet at the command of God, Ezekiel was called as a prophet to speak to the bones, and the Spirit of God would bring the bones back into flesh. Then with another prophecy, the Spirit of God poured life into the bodies. The Valley of Dry Bones represents people who feel helpless and often separated from God. Perhaps the feeling of being in a valley of dry bones is familiar to you. It might be symbolic of a relationship that seems torn or shattered or beyond the possibility of new life. The Valley of Dry Bones might represent division and brokenness between people of different races, nations, and beliefs. The Valley of Dry Bones may represent how we feel from the losses and changes we have experienced over 2.5 years of living through a pandemic. Or the Valley of Dry Bones may represent how we feel when we hear more news of violence, hatred, and death in our communities, our country, and our world. Then we hear what happens to Ezekiel in his time of exile. His eyes are opened to see a new reality. He glimpses that the kingdom of God is at hand. His tongue is loosened so he can speak courageously of a new day coming. God used Ezekiel to speak words of hope to the dry bones. We all have dry bones in our lives waiting to be restored and given new life. This is an incredible story of God doing something amazing. It is a story of new life being breathed into us with no judgment of who we are or where we have been or what our race, age, ability, or identity is. Just God's breath of new life for dry bones. Thanks be to God. Amen.